We're learning Sfas Tam from the Chavetz Chaim, Shir number 2. When the Chavetz Chaim is telling us the dangers of living with luxuries, maestris, extras above one's means. What's the root source of this Yetzer Hara to live with luxuries? Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's kavod, it's honor. Shekol echad roitze lidamus lemishelamayla himenu af she'enai she'en bekoichai. Each person wants to show that he can rub shoulders with the people, with the wealthy people, even though he really can't. And he spends money that he doesn't have, and he gets into debt. And he causes a situation of a lack of hashpa, a lack of bracha that comes to him and his family. What happens next? The financial situation gets worse and worse. Until Rachman Litzlan, Achai Dezil Vasoif Nasa Oni Godol V'chosen Lechem Mubal Choiv Godol. He Pasha can put bread on the table, and he has tremendous debts. So what's the next step? What's a person going to do next? He can't pay his bills. Explains the Chavetz Chaim. He runs out of town. He's Bayreach mi Beisoy Machmas HaChoivois V'Hanius. Where does he run to? To a community that's full of Torah? No. He runs to a community that does not have Torah. Very, very lacking in that department. Now, fortunately, his family members are hungry, are lacking the basic necessities. He's trying to become a tzliach in this new town. However, it was nisparsim, it was publicized in this city, legazlon v'oyshega v'orachay voisov, that this person is a thief. Why else did he run out of the big town to hide away from those who he owes money to? And then many times, kama pamim ibnei goydel doichkoi oise shom kama devarim shehim neged ha-Torah. The person does things many times that are opposite the Torah, opposite the halacha. And what's the root of all this? It's kavod. Kavod, as the Mishnah says in Perek Yavas, it's a maitzina sa'odom in the oilam. It's Hashem, next time we'll continue on this very powerful, real and dangerous topic.